So we work with 283 families in the Lochside area of Ayr. Lochside is registered as number 39 on the Scottish Multiple Deprivation Index, which means in terms of poverty, crime, education, health, it's quite poor. It's actually the lowest number in South Ayrshire in terms of deprivation. We provide a whole host of support to families, children and young people from birth right through to elderly grandparents, from kids clubs to youth clubs to mentoring services, schools work, holiday hunger programmes, residential activities and a whole host more.
So you mentioned the holiday hunger programme there. Tell me about the programme.
In a recent conversation with a local head teacher, it was discussed that over summer a number of children would go without free school meals, and in fact at our local school they would actually no longer receive their breakfast or their school lunch. And for families that's quite a big support that they've got Monday to Friday all during school time, and all of a sudden it's taken away from them. And that can mean that the pressure on some families who are struggling to get by is increased dramatically. The Holiday Hunger Project was pulled together really quickly thanks to support of Cash for Kids and a number of local businesses, and we're managing to feed 153 children minimum this summer. In fact, the number of referrals we're receiving is increasing daily. What we're doing is providing a packed lunch each day so that we know that the kids have got something to eat, and it takes that bit of pressure off of mums and dads struggling to get by.
How does it make you feel to know that if it wasn't for your programme, all these kids during the summer would be going hungry?
Yeah, it's quite an emotional project for us. I think everything that we do out at Lochside hits home emotionally, but this is one of those ones where imagining that huge number of children going hungry each day is just, it doesn't bear thinking about really. There's been a few tears in the teams at times as we've went along and discovered some situations where families really are struggling. We had one child the other day turn up on the Sunday after being fed on the Friday and told us that the last thing they managed to eat was a Friday afternoon from us, and that's heartbreaking, that families are struggling so much. So I think it's great that through our supporters that we're able to do this.
So what kind of things do you hear from teachers, head teachers? Obviously you've been working quite closely with Brayhead Primary. What kind of things do they tell you?
So we know from research and from our colleagues in education that children without food struggle emotionally, struggle behaviourally, and that without access to food, that's just going to increase all the time. We also know that by the time children return to school in August, if there's been no support of food, not only do they come back with behavioural changes, but they're also noticeably thinner. And there's some quite shocking stats that over 90% of families with an income of less than £15,000 a year will really struggle this summer. And we reckon that at least one in three children will return to school noticeably thinner this year.
And the fact that this isn't a new problem, this has been a problem that's gone on for, frankly, generations. We unearthed an article from 40 years ago talking about holiday hunger. From someone that works for kids, with kids, that must make you really angry.
Yeah, when I found that out, I was kind of lost for words. Do you know, I thought this was something that we were hopefully going to be able to solve. But when we discovered this 4 decades ago, minimum, that this has been an ongoing problem, it is quite shocking and disappointing, actually, that nothing's been done to put the right support in for our children to get them the help they need.
And what kind of thing, do you have much contact with the parents? What do they say to you about the programme? Is it a huge weight off their shoulders?
Yeah, a number of parents have come to us and said that without the programme, they don't know what they'd be doing. It allows them to have one less worry. And there is, for some parents, a stigma to it as well. And we're trying to tackle that. And we've been really glad to see that parents are tackling that amongst them as well and saying, do you know what? This is a problem. It's not gone away over the last 40 years. It's still an issue there, and their access and support. And that would be the big thing that I would say to parents, and I continually say is, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed about. We have this support there for a reason. And from the parents that we've engaged with recently, we know that's a massive help.